What's up, Set Apart fam? I'm your host, Jamie Lynn Walnow. I'm happy you're here. It's time that we attract heaven. Y'all, check it out. God is on the throne in heaven. He rules the entire world, universe, okay? Jesus is at his right hand, and they seated us right there with them in heavenly places. And we are here on earth, and we can be pushed a narrative of earth so in this world so easily, yet we are called to attract and walk in the ways of heaven. And my hope is that you're encouraged by that in this episode. If you find value in it, share it with your friends or leave a written review, whatever it may be. I'm blown away by this family and what's happening. Go to jamielynwalnow.com for awesome information on how to join our tribe. I cannot wait to pour even more into people who are choosing to become part of our tribe and support all the media endeavors of sharing the gospel and tearing down idols in this nation. Let's go. Let's do this, sons and daughters. Come on, saints. Let's go. Let's go. Hello, Set Apart fam. I'm super excited sharing with you about attracting heaven. Okay, here's the deal. Many of you may have heard my story, and if not, I think there's an episode called Overcoming Depression that I want to encourage you to go listen to about my story about being delivered and healed from depression. And one of the things I learned during this time was the importance of what I was putting my mind to. And so I wanted to dive into what does it mean to attract heaven on earth? What is our responsibility as Christians? Because God has entrusted us to respond to his love. He loved us, right? First. He loved us first. And we literally wouldn't know what to do if we didn't see somebody do something first. And even creativity sparks creativity. So we do what we do in response to other things that we've seen. So because God first loved us, we know how to love others. And that's what I love about attracting heaven. When we understand the beauty of heaven, we can respond from that place. And in Mark 9:23, it says anything is possible if a person believes. One of the things I want to hone in on today is the belief. What do you really believe? Because every time shaking comes, your beliefs are tested and it really reveals. This is why I like the trials. This is why I like the correction. This is why I like these things, because it allows me to grow and mature in God and understand what I'm really believing in. Because if I'm being shaken to the point of being destroyed, then I didn't stand on the word of God or really know who he was. Because in his word, it says that those whose hearts are turned to him and trust him will not be shaken. And that's in his word. So whether positive or negative, our life attracts the things that we set our mind to and believe. And it's, have you ever had a time like where everything seemed to be going wrong and your thoughts became a downward spiral of like negativity? Then everything just kept going wrong. This was me when I was battling depression, and I want to encourage you to change your mindset in areas where you want to see breakthrough. Is it your finances? Is it relationships? Is it health? Is it favor in your job? What could it be? Is it your relationship with food? Is it your relationship with money? Is it your relationship with towards yourself? What could that be? In Hebrews 11:1, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. These are the things that we want to see changed. But where do we need faith to rise? Where do we need to know undoubtedly that these things are going to have breakthrough? Where do we need to dive into the word and understand what God has for us? Because we've heard it before, Jeremiah 29:11-13, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope in a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. What areas of your heart or of your mind are you not giving him? What are we hiding from him? Because when we invite him into these places, we can boast in our weakness. Like I love Paul. He boasted in his weakness, talking about how There were areas of darkness and breakthrough that he needed that happened only because of Jesus. So he can boast saying, man, I didn't do this, Jesus did. He's not bragging, he's not prideful. He's so boasting in how amazing God is, because when he spoke, he wanted people to know the man Jesus, not him, which I love. And that's what I pray for all of us too, is that we would lead people to the man Jesus, but that we would first go to the man Jesus so that we could lead people to the man Jesus. We seek the Lord with all of our heart. We get in the word of God about the area we're needing breakthrough in, and we let hope rise to see God move and break in the areas that we have felt so hopeless in. One example I have is I was feeling this way many years about finances, and I knew I was capable of more. And I had such an orphan mindset, and it was just like heavy and sad, and I had no vision, no hope. But deep down, I knew the Lord would come in and help me. So I got in the word, and I started believing what the word said, and I declared it out loud. And in my thoughts, I attracted heaven and heaven's economy and all that I put my hands to. Everything shifted and changed. There was no heaviness. There was a trust knowing, okay, but I had a responsibility to respond to what the Holy Spirit was leading me to financially. You know, tithing, giving, saving, putting it towards debt. What am I spending it on? You know, like, am I living outside my means? Am I being wise and responsible? Because he who's faithful with the little can be faithful with much. So I was living in such an orphan mindset. I took action in the positivity, and I watched what God did. In Matthew 5:27-28, it says, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery,' but I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart." You might be wondering why I just read that. Random. No. What I love about this scripture, it talks about the power of our thoughts and our heart. You shall not commit adultery. Okay, it's a command. But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. What we put in our heart, what we're marinating our mind in, is like our mind is the filter for these seeds that we're going to allow to be planted in our heart. And one day these things come out and we attract those things because we've let them in. And we are 100% responsible for what we allow our beliefs and our mindset to be in. Are we going to be men and women who trust in the Lord? Are we going to be men and women who put things in our own hands and we do the American dream way? Because the American dream way is like work hard, build your dream, lots of money, lots of success. You can have anything you want. But in the kingdom of heaven, you lay all of that down to serve one man, Jesus. And from that place, you can't help but respond. When you love somebody, you can't help but serve them and love them. So when we lay down our lives, we end up finding out what we are made for all along. So when it comes to attracting heaven, if we are seeking Jesus and we are in his word, listen, I thought I valued the word in my 20s, and deep down I knew I wasn't being diligent with it like I could have been. But now that I'm in my 30s, I'm like, no, I really value the word way more. And if I go 2 days without reading the word, like quiet time reading the word, I get scripture in my body every day. But if I don't meditate on the word, I feel different. And I don't like it. I love being filled with the word of God. And I can tell a difference. It's that much of a difference to me that a day or two could make not meditating in his word. And I say this not as a law, but I love it. I delight in it now. And I have such a reverence and awe and appreciation for God's word now that I didn't really have in my 20s. And I hope in my 40s I could say the same thing in my 40s as my 30s, because I'm growing and maturing every day. But I want to say what we let in ends up marinating and germinating within us. And those are the things we end up attracting over time. So what do you need? What do you need to attract from heaven? What are the things that you are wanting? Do you need healing? Well, go to the word and you can find Luke 4:40. At sunset, the people brought to Jesus all who had various kinds of diseases, and laying his hands on each one, he healed them. That means if you need to know that Jesus is your healer and you want to attract the healing, love, and power of heaven, there are so many scriptures in the word that you can marinate in until you know that it's true. That every time Jesus laid his hands on people, they were healed. Do you have a broken heart? There are tons of scripture. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. That's Psalm 147:3. Do you need to just marinate in that? God, I know that you will heal, that he's done it for me time and time again. God, I know that you'll heal my broken heart. And I know you're going to bind up all these wounds. And so I'm inviting you into these places to come help me. Do you feel overwhelmed, stressed, worried? John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. The world will give you the hustle. Overwhelmed, stressed, worried, working overtime. People will be like, wow, it's amazing. Look how busy you are and what you're doing. No. Peace is what Jesus gives us. He doesn't give to us as the world gives. We're not to be troubled. We're not to be afraid. He says, do not be afraid all the time. Do you have fear? That's a good scripture if you're battling fear. God, you give me peace. You don't give to me as the world gives me. And then ask the Lord, what am I agreeing with? What am I watching on TV? What am I listening to that is welling up fear inside me, that is continuing to trigger this broken heart that I'm feeling? What could it be? And another thing is just marinating in the word. It may not be quote unquote something that you're looking for or needing, but even Galatians 5:22-23, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. So check it out. The fruit of the Spirit is love. Do you need to sit there and marinate on God? Walking and abiding with you and your Spirit, my fruit in my life is love. People will feel love. They'll see love. They'll experience love. Marinate in love. Then move to the word joy. God, joy. A deep, oftentimes I feel a sobering joy. It's not like me running around. Woo! It's often like I feel joy. I'm so happy, and it's a deep place of happiness. It may be peace. Maybe you don't feel peace. Maybe you need to marinate in peace, and then go back and read John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. Patience. My goodness, are we impatient in traffic? Are we impatient towards people we love, acquaintances, that one person that keeps coming at you, makes you feel impatient? Marinate in patience and go read scripture on patience. That should be a fruit every day of our love for Jesus. What about kindness, goodness, faithfulness? And just keep going through that way. Okay, y'all, I'm going to interrupt this broadcast with a little promo that I made for you that I want you to hear, and then we're going to keep going. All right. We are demolishing the works of the enemy, and we are making Jesus Lord again in this amazing nation, and we're doing it through media. My name is Jamie Lynn. I'm the host of Set Apart podcast and the Next America show. I cannot do this without your support and your help, and my dream and my desire is to hire a team to provide content for Christians to take down the enemy and make Jesus Lord in every sphere of influence. If you'd like to join us, go to jamielynwalnow.com today and join our tribe. What about, is there a gift you desire from heaven? Prophecy. I love 1 Corinthians 14. You should seek after love, and you should truly want to have the spiritual gifts, especially the gift of prophecy. I'll explain why. Those who have the gift of speaking in different languages are not speaking to people. They're speaking to God. No one understands them. They're speaking secret things to the Spirit, but those who prophesy are speaking to people to give them strength, encouragement, and comfort. The ones who speak in different languages are helping only themselves, but those who prophesy are helping the whole church. I wish all of you had the gift of speaking in different kinds of languages, but more, I wish you would prophesy. Those who prophesy are greater than those who can speak in different languages. So then you start reading this, right? Unless someone is there who can explain what is said to the church, can be helped. Okay, so you start reading the word. Okay, prophecy is something I should desire. It builds up the whole church. It's not about me. It's about empowering others to know Jesus. What about forgiveness? This is a big one up in the church of God, y'all. Matthew 6:14, for if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Colossians 3:13, bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. If you guys want to attract heaven and you're battling unforgiveness, guys, it's like cancer in your body and in your spiritual walk. You cannot walk around with unforgiveness. That means you're having mean thoughts towards somebody. That means you're frustrated. You're having those conversations. You know what I'm saying? Those conversations with that person because you haven't had them in real life yet, or even with the Lord yet. you're just telling them off in your head, or you're trying to make amends and peace with them in your head, may require to forgive them on a deeper level, and it may require you going and having that conversation. Luke 6:37, do not judge and you will not be judged. Do not condemn and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. The Bible's so clear. When we judge, we're judged. When we condemn, we're condemned. When we don't forgive, we are not forgiven by God. I don't know about you, but I don't want to judge anybody. It's not fun. It's so heavy. And it takes up too much of my mind space. I've been there. I don't like it. I don't want to condemn anyone. And I don't want to walk in unforgiveness. I've walked in all those things, and only Jesus set me free from those things. And this is a big one on attracting heaven. Romans 12:2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. God has amazing plans for you, and all of heaven is ready and roaring and celebrating your life and wants to come alongside you and celebrate what God is doing. We, however, have got to be a people who walk powerfully in who he is and walk powerfully in what he's called us to do by reading the word and marinating in prayer. I also love worshiping, because it's and just thanking him. Like, Thanksgiving is a game changer for me. It truly is. Thanksgiving has always opened up the door to happiness and joy, and it attracts, like, you know, when you meet people who are just grateful and thankful, they have such power in their hearts and in their words. Like, those kinds of people are the kind of people I want to be around. And to me, they represent the Holy Spirit. They're like, I'm like, that's a beautiful fruit of the Holy Spirit. Your joy and your kindness and your love and your gratitude. And these are the things that when we believe these things in our mind, we attract. And when I was depressed, I attracted a lot of poopy thoughts. I attracted all the junk that comes with it that's dark and heavy. But the moment I was delivered and I set my mind on the word, I began to attract those things because I believed and I understood, oh, that's my inheritance. And the light got brighter ahead of me, and I began running towards it. And all of that darkness began to shed away from me and off of me. So God goes before you, surrounds you, and follows you. And we are sons and daughters of God, who's enthroned in heaven. And Jesus is sitting at the right hand of our Father and has seated us with him in heavenly places. Therefore, our inheritance, even right now, in this very moment, think about it. Our inheritance right now, even in this moment, is heaven. Am I the only one that's like, what? So I'm seated in heavenly places, which means I have access to the heavenly kingdom. And we're so caught up, if we're not careful, in the ways of the world through news, mainstream media, social media, entertainment, our churches, our communities, education, medicine, whatever it may be, our gifts. But heaven has an economy. Heaven has a way of releasing something different that we haven't seen. And I want to see all of us attract these things and walk in the freedom, debt-free, totally burning in love for the man Jesus to serve him. So what do you need today? I'm asking you that. Like, think about it for a moment. What is the thing that you're hoping for? What are you walking through that's really difficult? Because we're called to attract heaven. And my hope and prayer is that you feel the attraction of heaven in that area. And you ask the Holy Spirit to come into that place and reveal in his word. Guys, you can go to google.com and say scriptures on blah, blah, blah. And you can find it. That's mind-boggling to me. And then marinate in that until you know it and you believe it. Because the word of God is true. It does not return void. Our God does not lie. And the word is representing our God. He is the word. So I just want to pray for you guys. And my hope is that you feel encouraged to attract heaven and to have a reverence for the word and relationship with the Holy Spirit, because he will reveal things to us. And I've said this before. And when he does, just be grateful and receive it, because he corrects those he loves. He corrects those he considers children. So Lord, I thank you for my brothers and my sisters who are tuning in. I thank you right now that you are with them, that you see them, that you are excited for the plans that you have for them. And I ask, Holy Spirit, for you to come reveal yourself to us in our hearts and our minds, that I declare over our ears that we have ears to hear you, over our eyes that we have eyes to see you, and over our minds that we have minds to conceive and understand what you are doing, how, why, what do we need to know? How can we be led by you? And what are we holding on to that is keeping us from attracting heaven in that area of our life? I decree and declare over everyone listening that we will be set free by Jesus, and that the world will know him by our love. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you guys are encouraged. I love spending time with you here. And did you know that you can now become a patron and you can sow into all these fun media endeavors? This is so uncomfortable, but so exciting for me. I've been doing media for free the past 3 years, essentially part-time. So it looks really fun what I'm doing, because it is. And I've been having so much fun and just realizing I actually can't keep going forward like this without being able to pay the people who are helping and coming alongside, because I've been doing it all by myself, and now a team is gathering around the vision that's coming, because we want to spread the gospel and tear down the idols in this nation and make Jesus Lord. So if you want to join us, go to jamielynwalmel.com, and I would love it if you leave a written review. It really does help to hear from you and see those written reviews on Apple Podcasts. Share this with 5 of your friends, 10 of your friends, if they need encouragement, if you want to encourage them. It is blowing my mind what God's doing with this podcast. And to hear from you guys in these testimonies is amazing. You're so loved. So go join our tribe at jamielynwalnow.com. It's getting real. Love y'all, and I'll catch you next week.